Hello, this is Dr. Nadine with Magnificence Mind, and today I am going to lead you through a practice session so that you can practice the tools that you learned at the Essential Energy Tools Workshop with me. This recording will be about 15 to 20 minutes long. So, would you just take a moment to put your feet on the floor? Take a breath, remembering that when you take a breath, that brings you into present moment. And would you follow three circular breaths consciously with your awareness, allowing yourself to follow that in-breath through the top of the breath right into the out-breath. And following that exhale, that out-breath, right into the inhale. Would you just follow three of those circular breaths? Eyes open. Notice what you notice here. Do you find your focus shifting right here from out there to more focused into your breath? Would you take another three circular breaths, very consciously, breathing yourself into present time, present moment? And on your next in-breath, would you breathe yourself right into the center of your head? Recalling the center of your head is when you had your fingers right at your temples and you drew a line from your left finger to the right finger, an imaginary line, and then you put your fingers on the front and back of your head, drawing a line from that front point to the back point of your head, right where those two lines intersect. Would you be there now? And right in the center of your head, would you follow three circular breaths? Would you give yourself permission to be in kindergarten? Permission to play. Permission to release. Permission to practice your new tools. And right out in front of you, would you create a beam of light? Or a dragon's tail, or a flower, your choice, your creation, something with a straight line with a top end and a bottom end. We're going to attach your grounding cord. So if you have a current grounding cord on, would you just reach over behind you by that coccyx and would you just detach your current grounding cord? And now with your non-dominant hand, would you grab the top of your new creation, that straight line, grab the top of it and reach around and plug this new straight line into your first chakra and plug it in, make sure it's fully seated. Dropping that straight line down. And now with your imagination, would you create that coil that goes around the straight line? And just remembering, the grounding cord has two purposes. It is meant to siphon off the thoughts that are electrical down that straight line, and the emotions, all those magnetic emotions, will be siphoned off down the coil. We just like to say hello to the Earth Mother and allow her to come up and take the bottom of your grounding cord and pull it down to where Earth Mother needs some fertilizer. Be a little excited that you're contributing to her compost heap, if you will. And would you follow three circular breaths in the center of your head with your awareness on your grounding cord, present time, present moment. Would you give the command to that grounding cord to be the size of your hips? Just notice the size of your coil. And ask, is this grounding cord large enough for me to release all the thoughts and the emotions that are not mine? Remember, this is your creation, and you're in kindergarten. You can allow this grounding cord to be as large as you need. So, would you like to double it? Would you like to triple its size? And from that place of being very capable and very commanding, would you simply give the direction, the command, to take the size of your grounding cord to what you personally need right now in this moment? And if you recall, on the right-hand side, there's a dial. Would you turn that dial up to the level of release that you can have right now? It goes all the way up to full release. Would you take a breath? Notice what you notice. In the center of your head, with your grounding cord turned on and the dial up to the amount of release, I suggest full release, your choice. How much can you release? With a grounding cord that has a straight line and a coil, siphoning off what is not you, what is not yours. And now, would you create a rose? Beautiful rose. Would you reach your arm out in front of you? Turn your hand in to where you see the four fingers looking right back at you. And would you place that rose right at the tip of your fingers? You are only responsible for what's on the inside of the rose. We know this rose can travel around you 360 degrees, but let's make sure we have the 6 points of awareness that we talked about in class. So would you duplicate that rose that's in front of you? And would you take the duplicated rose with your left hand and place it on your left side? And now would you create a second rose and place it on your right-hand side? Would you duplicate the rose again, placing it behind you? Would you duplicate it again, put it above your head? And duplicate it again and put it below your feet. What does it feel like to you inside of these six roses? Can you feel the containment? So within these six roses, from the awareness of being in the center of your head, grounded with a straight line and coil that's at the size you have given the command to have this grounding cord be at that level of wideness or width, you simply be aware of these six roses and being inside that feeling of I'm only responsible for what's on the inside of these roses, that sense of containment. Would you take a breath? Notice the changes. What does it feel like? What is the texture change that has happened, if any has happened for you? This is your creation. Would you make this real for yourself? Do your roses have a smell? Can you reach out in front of you or to the side of you or behind you? Would you reach out and touch one of the petals of the rose? What's the texture feel like to you? What color did you make your rose? This is your experience. How does this feel different now that you are within your six roses and grounding from where you were just 5 minutes ago? Would you take another breath to simply be aware of how you have created change? How you have shifted your awareness from where you were 5, 6, 7 minutes ago to where you are right now, in the center of your head, grounded within your six roses. Would you create a working rose? Create this rose within your six, within your space, within your aura. Would you give the command to this rose to collect up the vibration of doubt? Where do I doubt myself? Where do I hold the energy of doubt in my thoughts? Where do I hold doubt in my emotions? And would you drop that rose down your grounding cord, allowing it to take this layer of doubt down the grounding cord? Would you create another rose? And again, give it the command to collect up all of the vibration around doubt. Add another layer. Where do I doubt my boss? Where do I doubt my partner? Where do I doubt my child? Wherever that doubt is in relationship, and take a breath. Allow the rose to collect up the energy around doubt. And now would you explode that rose, allowing the residue to go down the grounding cord. Take a breath. Bring yourself back into present moment. And again, would you create another rose and give it the command, again, to collect up doubt. Where is the doubt that's at such an unconscious level that I'm not aware of it? It's there someplace, but where is it? Where do I hold doubt in my cells? Where do I hold doubt in my blood? Where do I hold doubt in my actions? Where do I hold doubt in my thought? Where do I hold doubt in my self-talk? Do simply allow the rose to collect up the vibration of doubt. Where do I hold doubt in my digestive system or my liver? Or my bowels? Or my pancreas? Can I simply allow the rose to collect up that doubt so that I may live in well-being? Again, would you explode that rose, allowing all of that residue to go down the grounding cord, taking with it all the residue of doubt? Would you take a breath? Bring yourself into present moment. Would you create a rose? What would you like this rose to collect up out of your space? Would you give the rose the command to collect up that vibration out of your emotional body, out of your mental body, out of your physical body? Would you blow up the rose? And one more time, create another rose. Would you give it the command to collect up whatever energy you're sitting in that you would like to have a release around? Simply give the rose the command to collect up the energy in your field around that vibration. Allow the rose to do the work. Would you blow up the rose, allowing all that energy to go down your grounding cord? Ooh, and would you take a breath? Notice where you're sitting right now. Notice the changes that you have created for yourself, what you've allowed yourself to release. Would you be pleased with yourself? Lovely vibration. I am pleased with me. I am pleased with myself. Now, would you create a gold ball above your head? That golden sun. And would you give the command to that golden sun to collect up the energy around certainty? I am certain. Would you bring back all of your certainty into that ball? Certainty. Would you reach up with your non-dominant hand and pop that ball, allowing that warm liquid gold, that warm liquid honey to come into all the cells of your body around certainty, filling every cell with certainty. What does that feel like as all of your cells shift to the vibration of, I am certain? How does that feel as certainty floods into your body? Can you own this? Can you have this certainty as that liquid vibration floods in from the top of your head into your shoulders and arms, into your chest, the abdominal area, into your hips and thighs? What other vibration would you like to mix with certainty? Would you create another gold sun above your head? Your choice. What else would you like to vibrate at? Would you give the command to that golden sun to go collect up that energy for yourself? Take a breath. Bring yourself into present moment while that golden sun is collecting up that vibration for you. Just notice the certainty is moving through all the cells of your being. Coming out your toes. Would you now reach up and pop that second vibration, allowing that new vibration to mix with your certainty? It's like a dance. I am certain and I am. Allowing those two energies to swirl together and dance together. Like a beautiful piece of music. Or how the birds play with the trees. Allowing those two energies to mix and swirl and moving through all of your being. And as that energy comes out your toes and your fingers, it will turn the six roses around you gold, liquid gold. Would you take a breath? Be in present moment. In the center of your head, with a grounding cord on, contained within six roses, with this beautiful liquid gold energy moving through your body, your physical body, at certainty. And say it out loud, I am certain and I am notice that no matter where you will walk, how you will turn, how you will stretch, you will be walking within these 6 points that say, I'm only responsible for what's on the inside of these six. And I'm walking in certainty. I'm walking in the second vibration I've pulled in for myself. I'm grounded, and all that is not me goes down my grounding cord. Would you wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes, make your body real? Allow the eyelids to open. And breathing three circular breaths. Your eyes open, aware of the room around you. Or if you happen to be sitting in your car, aware of the scenery around you. Present time, grounded within your points of delineation that say, here's where I end and the world begins. And I'm only responsible for what's inside of this area, these 6 points. And I'm standing in certainty. And I'm standing in this other vibration I have chosen for myself. Blessings. Enjoy.